Good morning. These morning messages are really reminders. And I have to tell you, I'm talking to myself. These are reminders to me. And I just happen to hit record and post them. And I hope that they are supporting you in some way. Not every morning message will hit. That's okay. In fact, you may turn some off, like, Kara, I don't know what the hell you're saying today, and that's okay. I think what's most important is to recognize that we are in this state of constant emergence right now. There is information and intelligence and insight and wisdom, clarity and calm and urges and pulses that are streaming through every single one of us. And by me hitting record and coming on spontaneously and imperfectly, right, and not always so smoothly, I want to encourage you to do the same in your own unique expression. And the reminder that I have for you today, or for me today, I should say, is that what got you here won't get you there. You may have heard this expression. I just recently read it this morning in a book I'm reading by Derek Sivers called Hell Yeah, something. If it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. I've written a bunch about that, and I'm going to put those, I think I have a post and a podcast in the show notes. What got you here won't get you there. If that doesn't ring true now, it never will. Who we were just 6 months ago is a different person. Our expectations, our patterns of thinking, our day-to-day routines. We have been changed immensely. And to recognize that going forward, we must continue to change. We must continue to allow ourselves to be changed by the new world that we're living in. Oh, wow, I keep saying to myself. Oh, wow, yeah. I don't do this anymore. Oh, wow, I can't just pick up and, you know, drive here anymore because it's not open. Oh, wow, there's no movies to go to. Oh, wow, you know, I can't even plan a dinner party anymore. Oh, wow, it takes my breath away. I did a morning message about that a few weeks ago. Our lives have changed. And when we can just sit with that and see it and recognize that everything we've done up until this point, maybe up until March, will not suffice anymore. We must allow ourselves to grow into a new way of being human in this new world that we are emerging into. We're not even there. We don't even know where we are. I don't know where I am. We are living in this liminal space in between who we were and who we are all to become once we start to, I don't know what. I don't even know what to say. So for me, the reminder is, can you allow yourself to recognize that change is constant? That every new opportunity, every new possibility, every new door that's closed and every new door that's opening is an offering. Oh, that's such a beautiful word. Is an offering to change, to it's a metamorphosis to become someone new. So it starts small. It starts in the little stuff. Like, because I can't do this anymore, now I am going to do that. And because I can't, it's so hard for me to think because there are so many, you know, because I can't just freely shop anymore, because I can't just, you know, go see my friends in the way I used to, I must now call them more, or I must now text them more. I must stay in contact in a different way with people. And it goes on and on and on. So what got us here won't get us there. And how can we sit in this new emerging space, just like we're breaking out of that chrysalis, right? The butterfly. Day to day to day, we break free from who we were. Okay, time's up. That's all I got. Join me. Join me in so many ways. Hey, Facebook Live every Friday morning, 8:30 EST, Eastern Time. That's a fun way to meet. Meet me there. And jump on my Project Be Well site. Jump on it right here in the details and find out how I am really exploring wellness from different angles. I'd love to have you on board for that program. We run it monthly. That's it. Take care. Have a wonderful day.